Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, good morning and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. We're so thankful for the goodness of the Lord. You know, this weekend I was just recalling the goodness of God and what He's done for us, all of us, as we've been on this journey of faith, you know, over the last 12 years and so. It's just good to be here in the church family, to be in a time where we can come together in a corporate place of worship and just create an atmosphere. You know, we can and we should make sure that we have our individual atmospheres for the presence of God. I want you to have a place where you pray. I want you to be able to have worship, you know, at home or in your own space. But I also tell you that there's a reason why God brings us together as a church family. It's so that He can have a place of authorizing His authority, His presence. And when we come into a corporate place, God can do things that He wants to do in our life. Amen? So this morning we're going to join together. We're going to worship and we're just going to come into the goodness of God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's just worship. Are we ready? I expected that we all came in ready to pour out onto Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Let's pour out on Him this morning.
Hallelujah. Thank Him. Give Him glory.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of the day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. Well, there's a better life. There's a better life.
If you got faith, feel lost, He's a way maker.
Yeah.
If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, He's a chain breaker.
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory and honor.
Yes.
There's none like you, Father.
Hallelujah.
wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bone. And I try with all my might, but I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I ran out the road, I met a man I didn't know, and he told me that I was not alone. Yeah. He picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, changed my day. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
We thank you, Lord.
I cannot deny what I've seen. Got no choice but to believe. My doubts are burning like ashes in the wind. So long to my old friends. Burden and bitterness, you can't just keep it moving, 'cause you're not welcome here. For now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing of how you saved my soul. This wayward son is found his way back.
If you were one of those that hell is lost, I want you to scream. And we had a pastor that passed on, our father. And I'm telling you, hell lost him.
Hell lost another one. I am free.
Oh, yes.
I am free.
Come on.
I am free. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one.
Get up out of that grave. Get
Father, we just thank you this morning. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle one, for you have never failed me. Promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, this is my
Give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank you. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We just want to worship you. We just want to be in your presence, Lord God. Pour our love out on you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just give you glory. Worthy of it all. You are so good. Hallelujah.
In your presence, and I just want to sit here at your feet, caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessing. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do.
I just want you, Father. Hallelujah. We just want you.
And I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I've just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. And I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence. And I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Jesus. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else.
Want you, Father God. We were going to stop there. And in the car, your pastor just started singing a song. And normally, he sings songs, right? But there's something in him when he sang this one. And so we're just going to do it again. We learned it. Not do it again. But let's start the song. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna sing till my heart starts changing. I'm gonna worship till I mean every word. 'Cause the way that I feel and the fear I'm facing doesn't change who you are or what you deserve. I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. I'll pour out your praises in blessing and breaking. You're worthy. You're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy. Lord. gonna live like my King is risen. Gonna preach to my soul that you've already won. Ha. And even though I can't see it, yes, I'm gonna keep believing that every promise you made is as good as gold. I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. I pour out your praises and blessing and breaking. You're worthy. You're worthy. I sat by that hospital bed, you are worthy. As she could barely lift her head, you are worthy. After all those tears were shed, you are worthy. I'll never stop singing your praise. I'll never stop singing your praise. In the blessing and in pain, you are worthy. Whether you say yes or no or wait, you are worthy. And through it all, I'm just to say, you are worthy. I'll never stop singing your praise.
Come on.
I'll never stop singing your praise. And when I I'll cry worthy. And when you wipe these tears away, I'll cry worthy. Above every other name, you are worthy. I'll never stop singing your praise. I'll never stop singing your praise. I'll never stop singing your praise. Give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy of my soul. I pour out your praises and blessing and praying. You're worthy. You're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy of my soul. I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy of my soul. I pour out your praises. Blessing and praying. You're worthy. You're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy of my soul.
Jesus, you're worthy. Shout of praise.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're worthy. You are worthy, Lord. There is none like you.
Woo.
Oh, Lord, we praise you. We praise your name. Woo.
You're worthy of it all.
You're worthy of it all.
You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
You deserve it all, Lord. Hallelujah.
You're worthy of it all.
You're worthy of it all, Lord.
You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
You deserve it all. God, we praise you. We lift you up and we exalt
you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Forever, Lord.
Praise God. We just exalt you this morning. Hallelujah. We declare your glory this morning. Amen.
Amen.
You do deserve it all, Father. Hallelujah. We rejoice in you. Praise God. We're thankful in you. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we're just thankful for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, this weekend has been quite the emotional weekend. We had pastor's homegoing service on Friday, and some of us went over to the gravesite yesterday and said our goodbyes to him. Or no. Our see you later. We're joining you.
Amen.
We're coming. We're going to come. We're going to carry on the torch. We're going to carry on what you taught us. The legacy doesn't die. It goes with
Amen.
Us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It continues. Amen. And we'll see you again.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
We will see you again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I'll tell you what. This song, You're Worthy of It All. Just think about. Had pastor not been faithful, we wouldn't be here.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And had pastor not built the foundation of Jesus Christ and taught us that foundation is Jesus Christ and not him.
Amen.
We wouldn't be here.
Amen.
And everything would have fallen apart at that moment.
Praise God.
But God is who we serve. Amen.
Amen.
And pastor taught us to follow God.
Amen.
Told us to follow Jesus.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
And be like Jesus. So we are going
Praise
to stand
God.
On the
Hallelujah.
Solid rock
Hallelujah.
On which we're built. And we're going to move forward. And we're going to get serious about this and win souls. Amen.
Amen.
It's time to get the world saved. Amen. Amen. I am praying right now. Amen. You can give him a hand clap of praise. Listen.
Amen.
All for Jesus. I am starting to pray right now that Phil go back out in the field, in the mission field, in the crusades.
Amen.
He needs to go back out.
Amen.
Amen. It's part of who he is.
Amen.
It's part of who God created him to be, and it's part of his legacy. So we need to start praying and believing Amen. God will bring in the finances, but also the opportunities and what exactly and where exactly God wants Phil to go.
Amen.
But I believe that that's a burning in his heart that he won't speak about.
Mm.
I believe it's a burning in him
Amen.
That he wants to go. And I want him to go because there's a world out there.
Amen.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thought she was going to say she wants me to go so she can get a break. Hallelujah. That might be a hidden thing there, but no, in all honesty.
We all win.
Praise the Lord.
We all win.
Amen. Souls are saved and I'm rid of him for a little bit. Praise the Lord. But no, we are just so thankful for all that God has done and will do. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm just thankful to be here with you this morning. And then, I tell you what, I'm really focused on that first week in November. I hope you can join us for the fast on the 5th, 6th, and 7th. We're going to be here 6 o'clock Sunday night, 7 o'clock Monday and Tuesday. And we're just going to be setting some tones and sharing some things that I believe God really wants to impart in us as men. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to be on my phone for a minute. But as men, and especially as leaders within your home, within your relationship with God, within your community, and just in general. You know, I want to remind every one of us that our number one purpose, male or female, adult or child, your number one purpose on this earth is first and foremost to walk and live in your relationship with the Lord. Amen? Be who you can be in Him, because it's going to rightly impact every other relationship and every other person that you come in contact with. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And women, you be ready.
Amen.
Because we're going to do our fasting before the men, because we got to prepare the way. Come on.
Amen.
So, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And, of course, the 4th is going to be our women's breakfast. That's when we'll break our fast and a teaching. And it's kind of we're at the end and we're starting over. And Marie and I were talking about it, and then my world just got shook. And so we'll talk about who's going to do it, either Marie or myself. One of the two of us is going to do that. And then remember that December is our women's Christmas party, and it starts at noon. Listen, we're going to have a great
Hallelujah.
Time. Amen.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
Stacey, I need to see you after. Okay? It's good. It's good. Like, I never yell at people. Phil, that's Phil's job. You're dead.
Hallelujah.
I was going to say, there might be two of my boys sitting here that I do yell at occasionally, but they're my boys. That's different, right? I know I had to correct that because I felt like a liar when I looked over and saw somebody. I'm like, okay, maybe that's not truth. Okay, and what else we got? We've got Pastor, I want to say Jackson St. John. Is that it? It's not
Joseph.
It.
Joseph.
What?
Pastor Joseph.
Say it again. I don't know.
Pastor
that.
Joseph from Pakistan.
Pakistan.
I was thinking about.
I'm
thinking about pancakes right
there
now.
There was a lot of pastors during this weekend that we have been seeing and getting to love on us and stuff. So my mind's not all there and remembering names.
It's going to be November 9th on a Thursday night. If you can please clear your schedule, I'm telling you that it's going to be interesting to hear the perspective and the anointing of someone who has lived in a total different situation than we have. Here, it's a part of our rights to be able to freely speak about the Lord. And I want you to hear from the perspective of someone who has lived in a place where it has not been okay to preach and believe Jesus. We just had a crusade in Pakistan under Peter Dosik Ministries, where 62,000 people came to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to make sure that we highlight that aspect first, but then I want to bring you down to the ground level of a little preparation that takes place for that. First of all, every time they go to preach the gospel, they have to bring in dogs and security and military and professional people that canvass the whole area looking for explosives. And then in order to keep the people safe so that they're not attacked for even wanting to attend just the meeting to hear about Jesus, they take the time to strategically bust them in a very organized way with security and military all around the place. And I just want you to understand that, you know, sometimes I've been in other countries, and when I say hunger and thirst after righteousness and hunger and thirst after God, it has a whole different meaning for us just in the natural, because these people can sometimes relate a little more because they've gone maybe days without eating. I've driven into crusade places where I'll say, where are all these people coming? They'll say, Philip, they're coming to hear Jesus, and these guys are walking for just miles and miles. You know, sometimes we get to a crusade field and we'll arrive there and there's people that have traveled and they've just had to stay out on the crusade field, just in an open field with nothing around them, just because they're just wanting to seek the Lord. Amen? So if you can be here, I think it's going to be interesting for you to hear the perspective of someone who's breaking ground for the Lord in a nation that normally has not been open to what the Lord has for them. Amen? And I also think it's exciting because every time, boy, I'm talking a lot, but every time I see us step into a place like this, when we step into Pakistan, I get stirred up. You want to know why? Because the Lord says, before I return, The gospel must be preached to every place in this earth. And so it's exciting for me because I know we're one step closer. Woo! To the shout, to the meeting in the air. Whoa, praise God.
Well, woo! The Bible says when you hear war, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. And, of course, Israel is at it right now. So make sure you lift Israel up. Amen?
Yes.
Pray for them. The teens this Saturday from 4 to 9. So come on out. And then we had to cancel yesterday. It was raining where we were at for 3 days straight or 2 days straight. And I thought, and then we had to be somewhere in the morning. And I thought, it's going to rain tomorrow. It said like 60% chance, I think, when I looked at it. So we had to cancel our harvest party. Why don't we have it after church on Sunday next week? We'll just have it in here. We'll just have a big carry-in dinner and just fellowship one with another. Amen?
Amen.
Sound like a great idea?
Yeah.
The weather can't cancel that.
Sounds like a great idea for me because I'll be inside where it's warm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
He is such a baby that I get a phone call. He's at home by himself. I get a phone call at work. Honey, it's so cold in here. Can I turn the heat on? I want to say no. I just want to say no.
That's what she said.
I said,
do you have clothes on?
He said, yes. And I said, no, I'm talking like pants. And he's like, well. And I said, put some clothes on, right? Who's with me on not turning it on till November?
No. See?
Well, I'm not with you anymore because he turned it on.
Hey, I like that. Whoa, praise God.
Such a baby.
Hallelujah.
My granddaughter was so surprised when she was there 2 weeks ago because it got really cold.
I'm going to say something.
And it was only because the grandkids were there that I turned it on because I'm like, okay, I can handle this. But they're babies, right? So I turned it on. And go ahead.
What?
When I turned it on, what did she do?
She went, Papa. She said, what is that? I said, what? She said, why is that vent making noise? Why is that on? That's never on. I said, hallelujah, girl. There's miracles happening in the house.
Amen. Amen. God is faithful.
Amen.
Okay, remember, I already talked about our women's thing. We won't have Thanksgiving week. We won't have our midweek Thursday service, but we will come back.
Amen.
And we'll be ready to go on Sunday morning to praise him and thank him. And
amen.
Whew, be in his
praise
presence.
The Lord.
I think that's all I got.
Amen. Praise God. Now, I'm going to say one more thing concerning weather and all that stuff, but you can't get offended because it's culturally against the norm of where we can go in today's environment, okay? So don't get mad, but I don't do it now, but years ago, I used to tease Miss Regina about how I'm not going out in the cold and how I don't like the house being cold because us black folks only got in the house a couple hundred years ago. So I told her, there's no way I'm going to go camping. There's no way I'm going to be in cold weather. There's no way I'm going to do any of that stuff. Because I finally got in the house, and I'm meant to stay in the house. Amen? Praise God. I'm sorry for being a little wild this week, but I just thought I would share from my heart this morning. Amen. Praise God. Well, we better let the children get going if they haven't gone already. And we definitely want the teens to go so they can have their time together in the Lord. Praise God. And I'm just going to go here and share a very popular scripture that we all know well. But I want you to know that I have reminded myself 1,000 times that no matter how many times we hear the word, it's always good to rehear the word. Amen? You know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And I want to let you know something, that every time you read the word, you have an opportunity to receive a revelation from the Lord. Even if you have read a scripture over and over, I want you to know something, that the Bible says what about the word of God? The word of God is spirit and life. You know, we don't always understand it, but the Word of God is actually a living substance. In one part of the Bible, it says that the Word of God is not just health to our bodies, but it actually adds marrow are strengthening to our bones. Amen? So we're going to look at the word, and it's a real popular verse here, and it's in Luke chapter 6, and it says in verse 38, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." And I just want to remind you of something, that I have a couple sayings that I like to say. I haven't said them in a while, so I'm going to share them this morning. But one of them is, I like to say, favor isn't fair, but it is mine. Praise God. And the second one is favor, what did they say? I know what it is, but I'm trying to think of the popular, oh, I know what it is. Favor 2.0 is, favor isn't fair, but I get it everywhere, amen? And I want you to know something about the Word of God. Sometimes if we're not careful, we can miss the intensity of what the Lord says just in a scripture. Because just in that scripture, the Lord reveals to us why he said back in Malachi, "You have robbed me." Sometimes we think, you know, I didn't pay my tithe, I've robbed God. I don't want you to think in the natural sense of it. Why the Lord said, "You have robbed me," is he says that when we don't sow, when we don't tithe and give, we're actually taking away a spiritual opportunity for him to invest in us. We're limiting his right to rebuke the devourer. We're limiting his right to open up the windows of heaven. See, God wants to impart in us, and we have to be careful that if we don't go and do what God wants us to do, then we're taking his opportunity away from sowing into our life. You know, when I first started really sowing and giving, and when I was broke and coming out of the world and breaking some of the habits I had, you know, this one time I was super excited because I said, "Lord, it's Friday, and before I get my paycheck, we have $40 left." And I was celebrating the fact that 40 is the number of generations in the Bible, and how God fasted 40 days, and, you know, all these, Jesus fasted 40 days, and Moses, you know, I was just celebrating all that. And the Lord said, "Philip, I also want you to know that one reason you have money this week left over is because you quit drinking." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so the Lord was showing me that when it comes to sowing and giving, it's about the spiritual side of it, but it's also about the natural things woven in there where God is protecting you and you don't even know it. Sometimes we think we're giving up something to serve God when actually he's protecting us from death trying to come in through the attack of the enemy where we don't even recognize it. And so I want you to know that this morning, just open your hearts up and remember that the Lord says that when you give, it's going to be given back to you, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. I want you to know that really I've become accustomed to the fact that the Lord just blesses us in ways that we don't even remember. We don't even recognize. Praise God. The Lord will just open doors for us, and he just does stuff. And sometimes, if we're not careful, we will even forget that the little things that happen in a great way for us is not just happenstance. It's the grace and the mercy of God. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for pouring out your grace and mercy upon us, Lord. I thank you for your hand being on our life, God. I thank you that as we take this opportunity to give, Lord, that, Father, you open up the windows of heaven, you rebuke the devourer, and you bring increase to everything we have and everything we give. And Lord, I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord.
Worthy Hallelujah. Of it all.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy of it all. From you are our things, and to you are our things. You deserve the glory.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
You are worthy of it all.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are things, and to you are things. You deserve the glory.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm going to go over some things here. And one thing I want to mention to you is that on Thursday night when we had a speaker here by the name of Pastor Eric Hamp, his word for us was, God wants to move us forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Time for us to move forward in the Lord. Amen. And I don't know why I'm going to spend a few minutes just sharing this with you, because it really wasn't in my notes to do so, but I'm just going to share a few moments of you with you in reflection of Pastor Dosick. And the first thing I want to share with you is that Pastor and I started every Sunday morning off with a phone call at 5 o'clock in the morning. Praise the name of the Lord. And, you know, really, I thought I was doing something in honor of him, because I said, you know what, I'm going to take a break this Sunday, and I'm going to sleep in about an extra half hour. So I set my alarm to sleep in a little bit, and guess what happened? Nope, as every week happens, I wake up before my alarm clock even goes off. So I started laughing about that, and then as I was just sitting there meditating this morning, I remembered something that Pastor told me that I want to share with you before we get in the Word. And when we first started meeting together, because we would meet at the church and study the Word of God, you know, and he said, Philip, you know, everybody that studies with me, he said, you know, I want you to know something. He said, it isn't about the Crusades. He said, it's not even about seeing the miracles. He said, the reason we're coming together is to be in the presence of the Lord, to seek him and find him, to experience him. He says, you know, and I got to tell you something. This is how I study the Bible, folks. I got to tell you something. I love you, but I don't study the word for you. Woo! I'm telling you that as a pastor, I don't sit down at my desk and say, oh, God, give me the message for Sunday. What do you want me to say? You know what I do? I sit down and I walk in my relationship with him. And I got to tell you that as I'm seeking the Lord for myself, he will stop me and say, okay, Philip, this is something I want for Sunday. Okay, Philip, this is something I want for Sunday. But this other stuff, it's for me and you. Remember, the Lord came every day to walk in the garden with Adam. It was the highlight of his day. See, I want you to understand something, that if you're not careful, the devil will try to make you think that you are not the important priority you are to God. And I want you to know something, that you are that priority to God. God misses you when you break relationship with him. You know, sometimes when we're going through those moments that are not good, and we haven't been pursuing the Lord like we know we should have, and we think it's lonely, and we think it's something for, you know, hard for us, and it is. But I want you to know something, that it's not easy for your Father in heaven to watch you go through that without him. Remember, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, in the natural, you as a natural person love your children. And you know that when you see them, especially when they're a little bundle, you know, like that precious little bundle over there, you know, when they're a little bundle, like those precious little bundles, you know, you got in there and you want to help them. And when you see them struggling with stuff, whether it's trying to learn how to tie their shoe or even feed themselves, no matter what it is, you're right there trying to fumble around, getting in their process and getting right in there. And I want you to understand something. The Bible says that if we in the natural can love our children, how much more so does your Father in heaven love us? How much more so is it important for the Lord to be moving in our life? You know, one thing else I liked about Pastor Dosick is that even though we would travel and be going all over the world doing stuff, he was so focused on the church and his family that those are the things we'd be talking about. And his wife, Pastor Phyllis, she used to get mad because Pastor wouldn't call her when we were on the road. And one time he said to me with tears in his eyes, he said, "Philip, she doesn't understand that if I start calling and focus on her, then even though these people need preached to and people need saved," he says, "I start wanting to go home." And don't you dare tell Miss Regina this, but the first time I went on a crusade back in the day, we didn't even have cell phones that could reach international. And I got to tell you something. One of the things that really struck me the most was that I recognized that for the first time since I had married my wife, I was going to go 24 hours without hearing her voice. I didn't like it. Now I'm glad we have that stuff called FaceTime, because you can do that anywhere. Amen? You can call and see. But I want you to know something, that the reason I'm laying this out for you is it doesn't really have everything to do with my message today. It does to a degree. But more than that, sometimes I think it's important for just to reboot and remember that the most precious things we do in this life is we serve the Lord, we love our families, and we do what he asks us to do. Amen? And so we just want to be open-minded about those things. And I'll tell you something else, too. I'm a little mad at Pastor Dosick because he went home. Praise God. And I miss him. But I know right now that if he could speak to me, he'd say, "Philip, first of all, heaven is more than you ever thought it was going to be. And Jesus is greater than we ever thought his presence would be. And I want you to know something, in no way, shape, or form would I ever come back there, but I'm encouraging you to finish your race so that you can come and see me one day. In the meantime, I'm going to live in the liberty of his glory. I'm going to live in the limitlessness of knowing that I no longer age. Time is not a factor to me anymore. Philip, 1,000 years is as a day unto the Lord, and I'm embracing all of those things." And so I just want to encourage you this morning, before we get in the Word, to remember that we are living far beyond the natural moments that we experience in a day. And that the Lord is with us for that greater purpose, and that one day when we're going to walk across into his presence. You know, I'll tell you one other thing. If you didn't get to go to Pastor's funeral, you know what the most crazy thing about it was? At the very end of the video, he came on the screen and he said, "Hello, everybody." He said, "If you're watching this, it means that I have gone on and I'm in heaven." He said, "So if you're watching me right now," he said, "I want you to know that I'm in heaven. And what I'm here to tell you about is just to remind you that the most important thing is that you are saved and that you're serving the Lord." And here he is in heaven, been gone a week, and he's still preaching the gospel, and he's still sending us to what's most important in this thing called life, and that is getting to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I want you to know something, that there's nothing in this life that's more important than that. I want you to understand that the Bible says that even if we work hard and experience great things and do many things here on the earth, and the Lord is not against that, but it says if we were to gain the whole world and not know Jesus and not be saved, then we've lost everything. Amen? Praise God. Let's prioritize the Lord in our life. Let's make sure that our hearts are open to the goodness of God and what he has for us. Praise God. And this morning, we're just going to take a look at a couple stories here. And each of these stories are going to highlight the perspective of making sure that Jesus is the priority in every situation that you have in life. So we're going to look at Luke chapter 10, and we're going to get down in the 30s as far as the verses go here, because we're going to find out that we're going to find out that Jesus is in a group of people here, and there's a young lady working hard to serve people around him. And it says in Luke chapter 10, verse 38, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with serving and came to him and said, 'Lord, does thou not care that my sister have left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she would help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" What was the Lord trying to say to Martha? Not that he was ignoring her good efforts and her good intentions. Here she was running around trying to serve and take care of people that were there. But what Jesus was trying to let her know, just like I'm trying to let you know, especially when I was reflecting on my relationship with Pastor, even over the last few months when he would call me to do something, it just seemed more precious than it had before. Even though I was believing by faith and praying up until he left this life that he would be healed, I want you to know that something was reflecting in my life to say, hey, I'm going to treasure every moment I get to spend with him. And what I want to declare to you about this situation here is that Martha was busy doing things at a time when, above all, Jesus was available for her to hear and see what he was saying, and that should have been her priority. Praise the name of the Lord. In other words, Martha should have told some of those people, hey, look, I love you, but now's not your time. Mary did that. Obviously, Mary was used to serving people too, right? Because Martha would have never said, can't you tell her to help me serve like she normally does? But here, Mary had made the decision, hey, I love you all, but right now you're on hold because Jesus is speaking. And I want you to know something, that as people of God, we need to be faithful in our marriages. We need to be faithful in our relationships with our children. We need to make sure that we're prioritizing people and doing all those things. But I also want you to know that sometimes the best thing that I can do for the people I love is shut them out and let him in. Praise the Lord. I want you to know something, that there are, in case sometimes I go a long time without texting you back or messaging you when you message me, don't get offended, because I'll tell you something. There are times where the Lord will tell me, put that phone up and don't touch it. Spend some time with me. Get quiet. You know, sometimes we can't hear the Lord speak clearly because we're not willing to get alone enough to hear him. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes we just won't put our phone down. Even though we think we're thinking about the Lord, we'll be busy doing something. Sometimes we need to remember that if Jesus was here today, there'd be times where he'd tell us to shelf the technology and spend that personal, intimate time with him. I think it's amazing because the Lord himself, even though he was here and he told people all the time, I have to be about my Father's business. There's also times where he told the disciples, look, I love you, but today is not the day for me to sit down, eat, and have fellowship with you. Today's the day where I'm seeking my Father and I'm hearing the word of life that is more important for me to take in right now than you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's also times where Jesus was all over preaching to thousands and groups of people, and it says that he was casting out devils, healing the sick, and doing all this stuff. And right in the middle of that, he'd tell his disciples, hey, come on now, let's go up. Let's get in this mountain. Let's make an exodus here. And there's other times, like in Luke chapter 5, 16 through 19, where you're going to hear that the Lord came down from where he had been seeking God. And it says that when he came down, it was then that the presence of the Lord was there to heal. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I tell you what, I thank God for what he will do for us. Amen? And I want you to know something. You are never supposed to be in a situation where you are so busy and doing so much activity that you are not taking that time to prioritize the Lord. I'm going to even stretch in here and dig in deep for a minute. Sometimes, you know, especially before I became a pastor, I saw some scary stories about great men and women of God that got off track and fell into different situations. And after they had really built up big ministries, and I would sit there and say, Lord, what was this? Were they not dedicated? What happened here? And the Lord would remind me all the time. He said, Philip, they lost the focus that what they're doing for other people, preaching in those crowds and ministering to others, is not our personal relationship of that one-on-one love commitment that they need to give to me. Praise the name of the Lord. What am I saying here? I'm saying that I could never fill my schedule preaching every day and thinking that my preaching every day is my relationship with God. In other words, even when you're doing things for the Lord, you better make sure that you're taking that personal time to develop and walk in your relationship with God. Because you can be so outwardly busy and so outwardly committed that before you know it, you actually find yourself a little distance from the Lord, even though you are thinking you're working for him. Here was Martha, here is Mary, in the presence of Jesus. Martha is busy doing things that she believes is pleasing the Lord at a time where the Lord was really saying, Martha, what I'd prefer you to do is sit down with Mary right now and let me invest in you in a way that I won't be able to invest in you after I've already left you. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, hallelujah, praise God. Pastor Phil, this is a good message today. Woo, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to go over here and share another story that's similar to you. But before we do, I'm just going to mention that if you would go up and read the verses before I shared with you, I can't share every verse and everything I'd love to share with you today, you would find the story of where a man said, Lord, who is my neighbor? In other words, who do I have to be nice to and please you? And you know what's so powerful? Is that when we think about a neighbor, we think about someone who lives right next door to us, someone that we may know, someone that we may already have a relationship with. But the Lord gave this man an example of walking over to a complete stranger and helping him out of a dire situation. Who is my neighbor? Who do I need to be nice to, God? I want you to know something. We have a requirement to understand that even the stranger should be treated as our closest neighbor. Praise the Lord. You know, one day the Lord revealed to me, he said, Philip, who is your number one neighbor? And I said, well, after you, Lord, exactly. He said, your wife, your son, your family, then others. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't tell her. She's already spoiled. But that woman gets everything before me. You know what? We were sitting at home the other day, and she was really tired, and so was I. I was trying to rest a few minutes too here. I was trying to grab a few minutes. And out of the blue, she said, "Honey, I need seeds." If you don't know what that is, they're little sunflower seeds. And to be honest, where we live, there's only one place that has them. And it's not right down at the corner. I have to drive a little bit to go get those seeds. And you know what? I was sitting there, and just all of a sudden, man, I mean, that quick, I just reminded myself that the Lord would be saying for me, "Philip, you can put someone before yourself." And I know that that might be a small thing to you and say, what's so important about that? What's so important about that is I want to be a part of comforting her. I want to be a part of strengthening her. Why? Because it's what the Lord does for me. See, if we can't do the little things for other people, we will forget that God is in the business of doing the little things for you, even carrying you when you're not at your best. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Spoiled little lady. Hallelujah. I want you to just see something here that I'm going to make her give me a kiss. You know, she was up here getting ready for worship, and I thought she called my name, so I came over. I said, "What, honey?" She said, "I wasn't talking to you." And I said, "You weren't?" She said, "No." And I said, "Well, can I have a little kiss before we get started?" She said, "No, absolutely not." You know, it's funny because I used to tell her all the time, "Honey, I've been believing God that you will give me a kiss in church." "No way, I'm not doing that." And I will tell you that even when we were at Only Believe in Botkins, we would be away somewhere where nobody was at, and I'd say, "Honey, can I have a kiss?" "No, Philip, we don't do that in church." And so this one time, guess what happened? I said, "Honey, the Lord is going to authorize you to kiss me one day right in the house of God, and you're going to have to do it." Do you know what? This is the one time I saw your pastor, Regina, rebel right under the anointing in the presence of the Lord. Because guess what happened? Pastor Desert was preaching, and he came over and he said, "Regina, give Philip a kiss." And she was like, "Woo-hoo!" Her eyes got this big. And I said, "Hallelujah, the Lord answers my prayers." And do you know that woman still said no right there with our pastor? I've never heard her tell Pastor No. Pastor Desert no on anything. So I still haven't got my kiss in church yet. But I'm still believing for it. But what I want you to know is that God will help us even in the smallest situations. In John 12, I want to read something to you because this is another situation where someone was prioritizing the Lord. And in verse 3 it says, "Then took Mary a pound of ointment, a spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my bearing has she kept this. For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there and came not for Jesus' sake only, but they might see Lazarus whom he had raised from the dead." I want you to see something here. That again, we have a situation where someone had something expensive and precious, and this lady had it in her heart to anoint the feet of Jesus. And why did he correct the disciple? Because I want you to know why. She was focused on the Lord and the long-term understanding of who he was to her. even though this disciple mentioned something, hey, we could feed the poor in a great way, first of all, his motive wasn't truly what he was trying to make it. But even greater than that, the Lord said, hey, you're going to have the poor to deal with even after I'm gone. Right now, it's important for you to focus on me. You know, I want to tell you something, that especially in the time of duress, especially in the time of busyness, especially in times of transition, I want you to know, even when we go through things like we did with Pastor Dosik and he was sick and going through these challenges, I want you to know that during those times, we've got to remember that our number one priority that's best for everybody is that we're seeking the Lord and that we're putting him first. Praise Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to go and share with you a time that this is really reflected in the Word of God. Praise God. And I think it's also important for all of us, including me, as I think about Pastor's transition. And as Brother Jesse DePlantis said, he hasn't passed away, he's arrived. Hallelujah. So I think this is just important for all of us to hear what this has to say. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, it says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Hear this now. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. For the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the greater river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and under the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. You know what I love when I read scriptures like this? Is I'm reminded that the Bible says, what the Lord says to one, he says to all. And I want you to understand something, that in this scripture, the Lord is giving a commitment. You know, we know the story of Moses, and we put him high on the plate of those that did things for the Lord. And sometimes when we read about Moses, it's hard for us to encamp the thought that we're no different than him. But the first thing the Lord says after Moses is gone is not, hey, I'm going to give you something less. Hey, I'm going to give you something close. No, he says this. He says, the way I was with Moses, I will be with you. And I want you to understand something today. This is why we always want to put the Lord first, because the way he was with anyone he has been with in the Bible is the way he will be with you. You are equipped to handle the things that come across your life. You know, not too long ago, I was dealing with a lady and she was upset because her baby was sick and was going through a situation. And I said, remember that the Lord knew the days that would be ahead of you. And he has made you the mom that can handle this situation. Your prayers are enough. Who you are as a person is enough. God will empower you to be who you are. Sometimes when we face challenges, the first thing the enemy tries to do is scare us so much. Whew. Praise the name of the Lord. Think about poor Joshua. My goodness, who can replace the man who parted the Red Sea? Who can replace the man who could throw his staff down and have it turn into a snake that could bite the heads off of all the devil snakes? Who in the world can replace the man that was given a voice to speak to Pharaoh to the point where he let a whole nation go? Who's the man that can replace him? And the Lord basically said, hello, get up, you are. praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I got to admit that at the gravesite yesterday, I was speaking for a minute, and I was crying a little bit, and I had to laugh at myself because I said, if Pastor Dosik was here right now, he'd say, oh, Philip, shut up. And he would have said that to me. Oh, shut up. In other words, get up, wipe yourself off, and let's continue this journey. You know what I want you to know today is I'm not telling you to shut up. Don't tell Pastor Regina I told you to shut up. But I am telling you that there's times where we have to really shake ourselves, get clarity on who we are. Praise God. Amen. Get clarity on who we are and be willing to take the steps that God needs us to take. You know, I was praying before this service, and I just felt like, you know, there's some people here, you might be frustrated with the job you have right now. You might be going through a challenge in some of your most important relationships you have right now. Some of you might be facing some health issues that you're dealing with right now. Praise God. Some of you just might have insecurity about, what am I supposed to do? What does my future hold? What is my purpose? And I want you to understand something right now, that the Lord is calling you to spend some time at his feet so he can speak to you. Be available like Joshua was to hear the voice of the Lord. He had to accept the passing of Moses, but even so, he had to understand life is not finished, and who's going to stand up now? You are. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope this is touching you today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I want you to know that just like God spoke to Joshua and gave him that commitment, you know, in a way, the Lord has done exactly the same to us. And I'm just going to share that with you right now. How do you know that Jesus has said something similar to you that God had said to Moses? Well, it's right here in John chapter 14 when the Lord is speaking, and he says in John chapter 14, John chapter 14, verse 12, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. You know what? If I'm being honest with you right now, I wrote this scripture down for myself, and I plan on just meditating and studying on it. You want to know why? Because if I'm being 100% honest to you right now, there's no way that I believe I have the power and the authority of Jesus to do greater works than he did. Not in myself, but in him I do. And you know what? It behooves me and all of us to make sure that we take scriptures like this to heart and we grab a hold of them and we make sure that we really go on a process and a journey to say, hey, I received that. And not speak it in a way that sounds good. Not speak it in a way that we're just speaking, but to really believe that the things that Jesus was able to do, when I use my faith in unity with him, I will be able to hear his voice to pray and do those things that are required to be done. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is with us today. Amen? And he wants us to know that just like him and his Father was with those others that went in the Bible and did great things, he will be with us. Amen? You know, in the book of Daniel, praise God. It's in there somewhere. I believe it's Daniel 11. Yeah, I think it's Daniel 11, 31, 32 in there. It says, those who know their God will do exploits. That word exploits means they will do great endeavors and achieve great things, not by themselves, but by the power of the living God working in their life. Amen? Praise God. Those who know their God. Remember, the Bible says that our Lord is one who is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Not one of those who perfectly seek Him. Not one of those who don't have the same failings and inabilities and things that we have, but anybody who seeks Him with a clear heart, He will help and He will strengthen. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus. I'm almost landing in this plane, and we're going to end on something that I think is very common to us. We say it, and I want us to walk in it. But it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Wow. You know what that scripture says? It says that I can prevail. I can have victory over any circumstance or in any situation by relying on Christ's strength and not my own. You know, I want you to know something. There should be the strength of prayer in your life. There should be the strength of the Word of God in your life. And most importantly, there should be the strength of acts of faith in your life. Praise God. I want you to know something. We should live this life. The Bible says, the just shall live by faith. And what that means is that even though we have natural circumstances to look at, even though we have natural situations to deal with, we're not going to let that motivate us. We're going to see beyond that and live by faith in the middle of every situation that we face. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to have joy in the middle of difficulty. I want you to have praise in the middle of what may look like defeat. And I want you, like our speaker said on Thursday night, to be able to move forward in the middle of every situation that's out in front of us. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Who wants to be at the feet of Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Who wants to remind ourselves that sometimes we need to let the task that Martha thought was such a priority sit by the wayside till we hear Him? Amen. Until we move with Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift You up and exalt You today, Father. Lord, we declare Your glory, Father. We declare Your strength upon our life. Father, we look to You in every situation. We look to You in every challenge. And Father, we exalt You and we put You first, Father. We humble ourselves to make sure that we do everything according to the way that You would have it done, Father. And we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to walk in the strength of Jesus. Amen. Man, when I look out at you guys, I see so many testimonies and so many powerful things that God has done. It just stirs my faith. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Israel before You right now, Father. We put that region before You. Lord, I thank You that You will never leave Your people by themselves, God. Father, I thank You that You will give them wisdom, protection, direction. Father, You will keep them in the middle of this time of turmoil, Father. Lord, we know that when the Bible says that there's wars and rumors of wars, we should be looking up, Father. When earthquakes are raging, we should be looking up and knowing that Your time is close. And Father, I just pray that your hand would be upon Israel like it's been throughout their time, Father. Lord, just like you parted the Red Sea, God, I thank you that you will do whatever is required for them to come through this time, Father, be restored, be healed, be saved, be protected, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we just pray for Randy and Mary right now, Father, that your hand of healing and strengthening would be upon them, Father. Lord, I break the power of sickness in their life in the name of Jesus, and we loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into their bodies to restore health and strengthen them, Father, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we put Leisha before you right now, Lord, and Father, in this battle, God, regarding guardianship, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would help her, Father. Father, that you would protect and keep her and her son, Lord, and Father, you would just show them the path, Father, to come into that place that you have for them, Father. Bring them peace, bring them strength, and bring them decisions that help their life, Father. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Does anybody else need prayer today? Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to know that we'll be available to pray with you. I want you to be blessed. I want you to go in the strength of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thanks for being here.